Hello, my friends, and welcome back once again to another amazing, fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada, where I, Chris, your host, bring to you the best and most awesomeness of creative Canadian music that you've probably never, ever heard. So we got lots of great stuff up today, some Toronto, some Montreal, and lots of different genres. Hopefully that'll keep your interest. We are running with five tracks today instead of the usual six, but they're all still pretty awesome. So that first track you got there was Tandem. their track Run. And like I said, Toronto, Ontario. And I have a link in the show notes to the Facebook page. Just what everybody today is Facebook links. Not all of them had web pages, or their web pages were unsecure. So I am not going to send you there. Because, well, that would not be nice to you, correct? Yeah, no, not nice. So this track actually came to me from Matt at Atura Research, which was fantastic. They sent me lots of great, fantastic things. And a little bit about this band. The lead vocalist and guitarist is Maxine Beck-Sinbury, and the drummer Thomas Franklin met serendipitously at a music studio in high school. The duo have since released two back-to-back EPs titled Reflections Volume 1 and Reflections Volume 2. Achieving Them features on CBC Radio and City TV's Breakfast Television Toronto. Yay! So awesome stuff. These guys are pretty awesome, and I definitely play them again, so do keep your ears out, because I just might. You never know. We have two tracks coming up, and then I'll play two more for you, and maybe we'll have a little more talky-talky, and personally, I'd rather just play lots of fantastic music, right? Awesome. So let's get back to that fantastic music and see what else I can dig up for you.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Tell me if the world Hey, this is Matt from Illuminated Minerva, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Inside the ground, want me to cut it free, even when you pay me, I'll come. Even when you pay me, I'll come. You got a dollhouse at the end of a long street. Want no one looking in, even when something comes round. Even when something goes down, it all comes round. Honey, everything.
Wow, it's really feeling like we've got a short show today, but it just looks like all the tracks today are just a little bit shorter than I normally play. So, apologies for you guys if this ends up being way short of that normal half-hour mark. But let's get to those three bands I just played. Because, well, three. Figured I'd do it a little different today and put three in the middle, one on either end. Mix it up a little, keep it interesting for you. So, we had first Bite Club, their track Frustrated Tonight from Toronto, Ontario. And let's see if we can dig you up a little bit about the Bite Club. So this is their debut EP, Final Romance. They're taking inspiration from late 70s pop power and early 90s East Coast Canadian indie rock. The principal songwriter, Eric Warner, has crafted a record that wears its heart on its sleeve. Members of the Elwins offered up their collaboration to flesh out each song's idea and structure to bring them to life. So you can find Romance over on SoundCloud or Spotify, and I believe I will have it in the playlist after today. You can also find more about them over on their Facebook page, right? Yeah. So this was originally recorded back in 2017 at Fox's Sound Studios, and it was originally produced by Froude Moore and the Eldwins, mixed by Jay Nunes and the Melgrove Band, and mastered by Danny Leger. This past May, actually. Wow. So it was originally recorded and then all mixed and mastered recently. That's pretty awesome and amazing, right? So after that, I played Kat Duma, and the track was A System. She is from Toronto, Ontario as well. And this is her new single. She says, System is my new single, which explores a different direction than what I've produced in the past. You can listen to my single System now on Spotify and YouTube. The message is whatever you interpret it to be. Lyrically, it feels very of the moment, while it wasn't my intention. It does grapple with a sense of uncertainty in both being fearful and liberating. I hope you like what you hear, and thanks for taking a listen. So you can grab it over. More information about her, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. She's got all the usual socials, right? It's always good to have all the usual socials. And that blast with that sweet finger picking on the guitar, that was Sweet Roger and his track Play Me. He is from Montreal, Quebec, which took a little bit digging for me to find because there was nothing on his official webpage, nothing on his Facebook page about where he's from, nothing in the band promo info that came to me. Ended up having to find his Bandcamp page. So Bandcamp says Montreal, well, that's what we're going to roll with. So he wrote to me, the opening acoustic guitar in Pay Me almost growls low at you with its rich bassy notes. A pithy, sustained beat comes in that just drives everything forward with a kind of swagger. This is a great song for hitting the road, finding yourself untethered and free on the countryside's open byways and nothing but skies and fields around you. The song was The song was inspired by a compelling image and I was traveling. I found myself at a flea market in Los Angeles and picked up this black and white print of a man leaning against an enormous tree, which you see in the single's artwork. He's counting money and has a curious grin on his face. I loved the eerie image. I was told by the vendor that the photographer was traveling through the South and found this man who made his living by cutting down dead trees and took a portrait of him. At the time, I was listening to a lot of blues and folk artists from the early half of the century. I immediately heard a tune that coincided with the dark imagery of the photograph, which now resides on my wall at home. The song speaks to the history of labor, the work for hire, and remuneration. It's a story of someone who has managed to survive and possibly even thrive in this world despite its harshness. Does that make him cunning and savvy? Does it make him immoral? Is he a survivalist or an opportunist? I love the ambiguity here. I welcome you to draw your own conclusion. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track and you'll want to go snoop around and get more stuff and play more stuff and enjoy all that wonderful stuff. And hopefully, yeah, I've played some good stuff for you today. So I saved this last track because the vocals were just so amazing. Loved them. It starts very soft and inspirational with the actual instrumentation. It's very delicate at the start. And this artist reminds me a lot of Heather Dale, and I've played a lot of her music on the show here. So you guys will have an idea, if you're a longtime listener, of what you're expecting here. This last track, I'm going to introduce and talk to you about more in a minute. But first, we got to get all that, you know, typical how to contact me stuff out of the way. Because if I don't share it with you, how are you going to get a hold of me? So as you guys know, I love feedback, any kind of feedback, because, you know, without feedback, you can't improve the stuff you're working on. And I'm hoping that you guys don't mind the switch up in variety of the way I'm doing the shows so that you have something interesting and not your standard ABC show to listen to every week. And maybe it's an ADFGB some weeks. So chris@insomniaradio.net, that's the best way to email me. If you're a band, you can send me tracks there as well. Any format I can deal with translating onto the recording audio for the show. If you're sending me stuff, tell me where you're from. If you don't tell me where you're from, I have to do a lot of homework and research and digging, and it makes it harder for your stuff to get on the show. Secondly, we do have Twitter. I don't use it nearly often enough, but it's @IR_Canada. I've been sharing Twitch feeds from some bands that are doing some stuff and trying to share stuff about virtual shows and other bands and musicians as I find them over there as well. We do have Spotify, and we do have the show up on Spotify as well as other sources. You can probably find us on just about anywhere you can grab an RSS feed. My favorite place to grab stuff is Castbox. They have my show over there. It is a verified show, so you're all good to go. or you can grab it right from the webpage, which we are working on updating and making beautiful and all that fun stuff, right? Yeah, awesome stuff. No Instagram, and we're over on Facebook, of course, where we do post about shows, and we're over on Telegram. We do have a group chat where you can come chat, talk to other fans about your favorite music, and get announcements about when shows coming up and other great, fantastic things over there. There are invite links for the Telegram over on the show notes, so you do have to go over there to grab that link and join us. So, last track. Yes. The musician's name is Michaela Becken. The track itself is called The Earth Has Music. And you can find out more about her. She's got YouTube, and I believe I have linked to her Facebook in the show notes. And you should go check out her stuff. So enjoy this last track. And I hope to see you next week for more fantastic Canadian music that you've probably never heard. Cheers.
Thank you. Sometimes in life, there comes a knocking at your door. Come in.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.